Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with one of the most unique biz buzzes we've ever done. I'm here with Nora Christensen, our events coordinator for the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, at one of her events. Nora, where are we?
We are here at the South Bend Cubs, watching them play the Tin Caps tonight.
And this is a chamber night, right?
Yeah, so we decided to do a chamber night with some of our members, and people could sign up, and we all came out to watch the game.
That's fine. Yeah, so if you heard a lot of cheering in the background or some organ music, it's not in our office. That is here at the South Bend Cubs at Four Winds Field. Four Winds, another chamber member, as well as the South Bend Cubs. Nora, you got a big event coming up next week. Tell us about it.
That is right. On August 15th, we have the K-Bor Cruisin' in downtown Warsaw.
Ooh,
so this is going to be a traditional third Friday with all of our vendors and food trucks and all that fun, along with the cruisin' sponsored by K-Bor.
Now, do you have to register in advance or anything?
Nope. So it is a first-come, first-serve kind of car show, and you will be coming in through Center in Indiana, and all vehicles are welcome.
All right. What, 5 to 8 o'clock? Is that right?
The event runs from 5 to 8 p.m., and there will be a People's Choice Award.
Awesome. Now, is there any music or anything?
We will be having a live band playing, as well as some dancing and different things in the street. So come on out.
All right. Well, Nora, thank you so much for all you do for our community. And thanks for another wonderful event here at the South Bend Cubs.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you next Friday.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma. A soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow, and we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and this episode of BizBuzz, we're in beautiful downtown Pearson, Indiana at the brand new Blue Sky Cafe with Liz. Welcome, Liz.
Hi.
This place is so quaint, so cute, and I had breakfast yesterday, and it's an amazing experience here. So tell us all about the Blue Sky Cafe.
Yeah, so Blue Sky Cafe, we're located in downtown Pearson. We are open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. We open at 6 a.m. and we close at 3 p.m. So we're available breakfast, lunch, and it's available basically all day. Our whole menu is available all day. So if you want to come in at 9 a.m. and you want a hamburger, we'll make a hamburger for you. So yeah, our whole menu is available. And yeah, we're located 118 North 1st Street in Pearson, Indiana.
Sure. Well, that's great to know, because you said 7 days a week, because I know a lot of people are used to Pearson, the antique shops, maybe only being open on weekends, but you're open 7 days a week. That's great.
We do get asked a lot if what our hours and what days we're open. So whenever we tell them we're open 7 days a week, they all get very excited and they get surprised. They're like, oh, wow, 7 days a week. Yep. We Monday through Sunday. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great for even like third shift people. You know, they get off work, you know, and they can, and maybe they're not ready for bacon and eggs, but maybe they want a hamburger, or they want, I saw you have liver and onions on your special, a beef Manhattan.
Yes, we have daily specials every day. We have like beef Manhattans. We'll have like a taco salad. Basically, with things that aren't in our menu, we like to have a fish sandwich, and we try to keep it reasonable price mm-hmm. too, as well for our specials. So.
Well, I know I'm a big eater, and I know I couldn't eat all the breakfast you served me yesterday. I had to take some home, and I ate it for dinner that night. And
so, yes, I think we pride ourselves as well as good prices, and you get, you know, you're paying for what you get. You are getting a lot for what you're paying for, and yeah, we love seeing their face when we put the plate of food down, and they start, oh my gosh, like, yes, we have to go boxes if you need it, but we try to let them know, like, I believe in you.
Yes.
You know, we'll work on it. So yeah. And I like to joke around too that, you know, you have until 3 p.m. So you're here all day. It's fine. And they love it. Yeah.
Well, I never have to take a doggy box and doggy bag. And I did yesterday. That's for sure. So tell us a little bit about the things that are on your menu, because your menu is just such a wide variety.
Yeah. So we have, you know, for the people that like the sweets, we have crepes, pancakes, waffle, French toast, savory side. We have like omelets, skillets, frittatas, and then most of our stuff come with toaster pancakes as well.
Okay.
As the side.
You even have grits, is that right?
Yes, we have grits. It'll come with fruit or sliced tomatoes. So we have a lot of options. We also have like our light fare, which would be, I wouldn't say it's so light because it is a lot of food.
Right.
But we have like our stuffed tomato with chicken salad. That seems to be a very popular.
Oh yeah.
Our fruit platters with chicken or tuna salad is pretty popular.
Okay.
And then our lunch, which would be burgers, wraps, clubs.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to choose from.
Yeah. Well, those are a lot of things that, those are just good home Indiana food, and you can't get that stuff a lot of places. I know my mom used to make stuffed tomatoes and stuff when I was a kid, and I don't think I know if I've seen that on a menu since. And so that's awesome.
We have a lot of options for, you know, basically everybody. And they all do get surprised when they come in and see our big menu. Because we are in a small town, they think it's like the little diet, like a small menu,
right.
Paper menu.
Right.
When I give them the menu and they look at all the options they have, I think we get them there. So.
Yeah. So you're open breakfast, brunch, and lunch. So what are your actual hours? Yeah, I think you said them before, but tell us again what your hours are.
Our hours, we open at 6 a.m. and we close at 3 p.m.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you have other locations as well? Or?
Yes. We have a location in Ligonier on US 6. We also have one in Kendallville. So those are our two locations. And then now this one.
Well, that's fantastic. So.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
What we pride ourselves of is, you know, we try to give really good customer service. We really try to get to know the customer. We try to make a connection with them mm-hmm. because we want them to come back and come see us. We really do try to pride ourselves on customer service and getting to know the customer. So I think that's the best part of my job is getting to know everybody. And
everybody I've met here has been very, very friendly. And your dad's very cordial. And congratulations on everything.
Yeah. He's had restaurants since I was a little kid. So now me being a manager here, it's like a whole full circle of, you know, I remember seeing him when I was little and now I'm here working, being a manager. So, yeah, it's really fun. I like it.
Now, do you have a favorite menu item?
I would say my go-to is a skillet.
A skillet.
Yeah, I like all the ingredients mixed in my hash browns and popping the egg. And that's, I think, my personal favorite is the skillets.
Well, see, I'm the opposite of a lot of people. A lot of people can't have their food touched and stuff, but I'm like you. Even if I get just a big plate of bacon and eggs and hash browns, I always mix them together anyway.
Yes, I think the next thing I'm going to be ordering is a cinnamon roll pancake.
Yes, we didn't talk about that. Cinnamon roll pancakes. I saw those on To Go Kosciuszko. Oh my gosh, it looks great.
Yes, it's actually a fan favorite around here. They love the vanilla icing. It makes this restaurant smell like a bakery.
Oh, I bet.
It is really, really nostalgic.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. I love the way your decor, too, because it's very cute, very quaint, very Midwestern. Love it.
Yes. I tried to bring in a little bit of youth, but also keep that, like, cafe, you know, memories.
Right.
Coming with your grandma or grandpa, you know, they're coming, bringing you along to the restaurant, but also bring like youthfulness to it to attract, you know, everybody.
Sure.
So,
Yeah. No customer left behind.
Yes, exactly.
When I walked in, I expected to see Aunt Bee and Andy Griffith and Barney Fife pull up to a booth.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, we change up the music too. We have a little bit of country. We'll have a little bit of today's hits. We try to switch it up for everybody. So,
Well, come on out to the Blue Sky Cafe in downtown Pearson. You won't regret it.
Yep. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you, Liz. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check
it. Talk to doctor now and share it. I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check
it. Talk to doctor now and share it. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and this Biz Buzz episode is a little bit different because I just want to take this time to thank Kensington Media for providing this time for us to talk to our Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce members. And so they don't have to do this, but they give us 15 minutes each week to fill with interviews from our chamber members. And so I just want to thank everyone at Kensington Media, WRSW, WRSW AM, FM, Willie 103.5, and of course News Now Warsaw 99.7 for giving us this opportunity. And if you're a chamber member and you would like to be interviewed, all you have to do is give me a call at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce at 574-267-6311 and say, I'm a chamber member and I would love to be featured on Biz Buzz, and we will make it happen. Again, thank you for everybody to Kensington Media for providing this awesome opportunity for our community.
You have been listening to today's edition of Biz Buzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of Biz Buzz with News Now Warsaw.